Good morning and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Kindly open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 25 verses 1 to 22. Psalm chapter 25 verses 1 to 22. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let none mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I will wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions, according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose? His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word that you sent to us on time to direct us, guide us, and cleanse us, and sanctify us. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to send us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we confess our sins and renounce them, Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we commit once again into your hand to do them again and to live a life to please you and to honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those them that are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention for every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to execute your will and plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job, and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to implement the discipline out orders on their children and according to your word. Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the work of the enemy and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to be humbled and to humble them. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, laziness, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing unto your sight. Lord, help the children to persevere in the discipline of their parents and that they will serve you and continue to do your works. Lord, we pray that you will help and support all the single parents in the church and provide all their needs to continue to care for their children. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss, pray for your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time. And so we give what is due to you. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you from tithes, offerings, and first fruit that you will increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them that they can see Christ in us. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that you are serving in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need that you will provide to them their needs. Lord, give them wisdom how to help them to solve their problems. Lord, heal those who are sick among them and provide jobs for those who are jobless in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and the people back home in our countries and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the people that you are mentioned now in our prayers. Lord, convict them to repent and to come and to give their lives to you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of new people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, prosper all those places so we too, your church, will prosper. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations, workers, and members. Lord, protect the church from all the works of the devil, as you promise that you will build up your church, and the gates of hell will not rebel against your church. Lord, grant us favor from you and from the governments of those places, that all logistic needs and documentations will be provided. Lord, reduce the rent, the bills of water, electricity, internet, telephone, transport, petrol, gas cylinder, taxes, food, government, fines, and transactions. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more brethren to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who left your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, lead us to those who are repenting to help them to go out of their troubles. Lord, we pray for all the church members to honor the Sabbath and keep the day of worship. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church schooling, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the evangelism, the publications, the children and the youths under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to preach your word and impart them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to make disciples, to pray, to minister and to declare your will, so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, enable us to reach new places, new countries, cities, and new languages and nations. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruits of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our worship service today. Lord, bless every item of our service. Bless our prayers, our songs, the giving, and your word that we will hear today. Speak to us, Lord, and to miracles and wonders in our midst. Bless also this recording to reach the rest of the congregations and the members of the church to reach the lost and to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now stand and worship and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 122. It say, I was glad when they say unto me, and is going to the house of the Lord. It's a beautiful thing when you go to the house of God. Our feet shall stand within the gates of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is melted as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go, the tribes of the Lord, and to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment. The thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
As we gather in this place today, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. As we lay aside our own desire, sweep across our hearts with holy fire.
Bless our hearts, lead us and guide us Victoriously, O God, into victories. Open our eyes to see your wonders in your world, to see what you are doing in our lives, to see your presence, O Lord, the miracles, the great things, how you are answering our prayers, how you are leading us. Yes, Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
God, thank you for opening eyes. Thank you for wonders and miracles that you are doing in our lives. We thank you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, continue to lead us, to lead your church victoriously, O God, in spite of all troubles, obstructions, hindrances. We trust you, O God, that you will lead us into victory. You will help us to persevere in serving you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Majesty, worship
His
majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flows from his throne unto his own exalted race. So
our sins. Thank you. You opened the way for us to this God, the Father. We bless you, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Now come to God and offer your life to Him. Not only voice, time, or tithe, but everything. Even your plan, even your future, even your will. That's where God wants you to commit yourself. Lord, I come.
Take my life. I offer it to you.
Come to God, of
a living sacrifice by your grace, by your blood.
All
I offer it to you, a living sacrifice by your grace, by your blood. I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence.
You come into our sin to live according to your will, to walk in your ways. Lead us, God, and guide us and help us. We bless you in this name. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians. And let us read chapter 9. And we will read verse 6 onward. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that he always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Apostle Paul, one of the churches that was the church to him, was the church of Corinth. And especially about about giving. Giving versus your life, your will. And then when you do that, it will be easy for you to give your finances to God. And that's very clear here. If we sow sparingly, we will reap also sparingly, including the eternal life that God has promised to us. And it says also that everyone should give what he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not by force, not grudgingly, or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. As you give to God what is due for him, God's love will reach you. God loves those who are cheerfully give what he asks in his word. Now, those who does not give, is still God love them according to this scripture. God love the cheerful giver. In every way God wants us to give, that is where we need to give. And when we don't give, then that will be questionable whether we are really receiving the love of God after. And God is able to make all the grace abound toward you. As we give, as we comply, the grace of God, he is able to make it reach to us and receive it. That you always having all sufficiency in all things, is here when we give, we have all sufficiency. And be well provided. May abound to every good work. When he give us, what he give should be abound and directed to his work. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your love and care and your mercy. Thank you for your word that reminds us that you love the cheerful giver. I pray that you will give cheerfully, Lord, what is belong to you from tithes, offering, offering, life, heart, time, efforts, our own plans and wills. For you love a cheerful giver. And we will enjoy your love when we give what is new for you. Thank you, God. That's why my brothers and sisters continue to perfect us. Perfect your church. How to follow you. How to abide in your will. Even as we sit in your presence, speak to us through your word. Oh God, and guide us and be with us. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Anis, entitled with Watchman Part 17. Watchman Part 17. The watchman is a good minister who sees God's plan even for the wicked. Kindly open our Bible in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 17. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise you. We adore your holy name. We thank you, O God, for this day that we gather once again to worship you in spirit and truth. And as we listen this day of your message to us, grant us obedient heart to obey, persevere the lives to live according to your word, and humility to stand firm to the truth. Anoint my lips to read and emphasize it. Holy Spirit, come and touch your people. Prepare us, Lord, for your coming. In Jesus' name, amen. The above scripture was prophesied by the prophet Elisha to the three kings of Judah, Israel, and Edom, when they went together to fight the Moabites and end up with lack of water. Let us read the whole story in 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 27. 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 27. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother. For he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he clave unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Misha, king of Moab, was a shipmaster, and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs, and 100,000 rams, with a bull. But it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria at the same time and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, "The king of Moab hath rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle?" And he said, "I will go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses." And he said, "Which way shall we go up?" And he answered, "The way through the wilderness of Edom." So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. And they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, "Alas, that the Lord had called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him?" And the one of king of Israel's servants answered and said, "Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother." And the king of Israel said unto him, "Nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I send, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. All this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all the wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones." And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that, behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, "This is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they have smitten one another. Now therefore, Moab to the spoil." And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward smiting the Moabites even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on a good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it, and they stopped all the wells of water, and felled all the good trees. Only in Kerharaseth left they the stones thereof. Howbeit, the slingers went about it and smoothed it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. Then he took his eldest son that showed have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was a great indignation against Israel. And they departed from him and returned to their own land. The king of Israel was a wicked one, and the king of Judah was accompanying him to go and fight the Moabites. Along with them were the people of Edom. From what Elisha spoke to Jehoram, the king of Israel, we can discern that God was not pleased with him. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 14, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 14, and Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee." Elisha was the prophet who had the word of God, as King Jehoshaphat said in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 12, "The word of the Lord is with him." So he spoke to them the word of God, that the Lord will save them from the current trouble that they are in, from the lack of water, and from the Moabites' army. 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. "For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle, and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites up also into your hand. And ye shall smith every fenced city, and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones." Elisha, as a watchman, was able to see the provision of God for those kings and his deliverance for them. He imparted that to them. God for sure was not happy with King Jehoram, and for sure God was not happy that King Jehoshaphat went out with the army of Judah to help him. But God delivered them from lack of water and gave them victory over the Moabites. Many Christians, they live a sinful life, like Jehoram, son of Ahab. And many Christians, like Jehoshaphat, they are not wise and are not good in their stewardship by keeping relationship and support evildoers and put hand and agree with non-believers or sinful believers and accept and support from them and work with them. Sure, we saw that God was not happy with the Moab kings, but God did provide and help them to get delivered and save them. Why God still helped them in spite of their shortcomings? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, "For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." We cannot question God or interfere with His ways. As watchmen and watchwomen of God, we might be like Elisha, seeing and recognizing sinful Christians and compromising believers that might cause us grief, pain, anger, and jealousy, especially when we see God is providing and prospering them. But we need to observe what God is doing, be patient like Him, and keep our hearts full of love to bring them to repentance and continue to warn them to turn away from their sinful course of life. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Ye heard that it had been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. 2 Kings chapter 3. Let's go back again in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 13. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, What have I do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, Nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hands of Moab. In what Elisha said to the king of Israel was a heavy rebuke to him when he told him to go to the Baal prophets of his mother Jezebel and the false prophets of his father Ahab, to inquire from them to get out from the trouble that he was in. He came to Elisha to hear the word of God so that also he will be saved. He was also aware that the prophets of Baal, of Jezebel, and the false prophet of Ahab, they don't have the word of God. These prophets were promoting idol worship and feast offered to idols, allowing immoralities, allowing people to do their own will. They go along the people's wishes and desire in order to please them. Many churches nowadays, they do, and they are infected with the same, promoting idols and feasts offered to idols, celebrating New Year's and Christmas with Santa Claus, Christmas tree, celebrating birthdays, wedding anniversaries and death anniversaries, celebrating Father's Day and Mother's Day, Halloween, Harvest, All Saints Day, Valentine's Day, Pastor's Month, and farewell parties. All these celebrations should be out of our lives. And you can add more to the list, for almost every culture and ethnic group had added certain idols and days for celebration without any biblical reason into the life of the church, as well as promoting immoralities like allowing, condoning, and covering up boyfriend and girlfriend, dating, courting, watching pornography, live-in relationship, divorce and remarriage, adultery, multiple in marriages and unlawful marriages, and marrying non-believers, and accepting a single father, a single mother to marry someone other than the mother or the father of his or her child or children, as well as allowing the people to do their own, supporting their pride, boasting and showing off, greed, covetousness and love of money, wasting and spending too much gluttony, eating too much, loving food more than God, buying food from restaurants instead of cooking at home, loving feasts and celebrations but refusing to fast, worldliness, wasting time on TV, YouTube, and Facebook, not dealing with slander, malice, envy, jealousy, bitterness, having grudges, anger, hatred, and unforgiveness, laziness, complacency, and lack of commitment to God, and serving the world, worldly thing, but not willing to serve God. Homosexuality is allowing a relationship between man to man and woman to woman, condoning transgender and homosexual attitude and actions, and allowing homosexual marriages. The scripture in the New Testament warns us against such people and God's churches as what happened and took place in the church of Pergamos. Let's open our Bible in Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. And as what had happened and took place in the church of Thyatira, Revelation chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. Revelation chapter 2, verses 20 to 21. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I give her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Therefore, if you're like Jehoram, the son of Ahab, and in such a situation, and in such churches, and you are receiving this rebuke and correction, then the time had come to you to repent of all such and come out from all such sinful ways and practices. Stop abusing the grace of God, and don't abuse God when he is providing for you and helping you, which do not mean that he is happy with you or approve your evil doings. If you are like Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and you heard the message, then respond to the message and be warned, and stop to be in company with wicked people and wicked Christians, because one day when God's judgment will be sent on them, then yourself also will be involved and get hurt with them. If you had been spared one time or two times, that does not mean that God shall continue sparing you if you are not heeding the warning. Therefore, repent and cut all such ties and relationship with the wicked persons. Therefore, you need to move away from such kinds of people. You have nothing to do with such. We must know also to be comforted that God one day will deal with such kind of wicked believers and bring them into judgment for all the sins that they are doing and their non-willingness to repent, as he warned the church of Pergamos. Revelation chapter 2, verse 16. Revelation chapter 2, verse 16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. And as he warned and did to the church in Thyatira. Revelation chapter 2, verses 22 to 23. Revelation chapter 2, verses 22 to 23. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your work. As watchmen and watchwomen, we need to guard our hearts. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Elisha was called to minister to the people who materially were far better than him. He had the word of God that they have not, but he guarded his heart well against anger, jealousy, coveting, and greed, and minister to them in accordance to God's will and decision. The Lord may call you to minister to people who are materially far better from you, and they have resources more than of what you have. You need to guard your heart as Elisha did and be protected from worldliness, envy, jealousy, coveting, and greed. Rebuke them with the word of God. Perhaps they will repent and minister to them with the grace of God and declare to them God's will and his decision, his provision, his protection, and his good plan for them, for their lives, and for that particular situation, and his judgment on them if they will not repent of their sins. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing at his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all your suffering and doctrine. For all the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be torn into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. My dear and beloved, the Lord is righteous in all his dealing. To have the whole picture, then we must know that God will not allow the wicked to prosper or to prevail. He may allow that for a short time, but finally he will see that his word will come true and that the wicked will get punished for their wicked ways if they will refuse to repent. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 11 to 14. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 11 to 14. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well said, I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a sitting pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. The watchman can see correctly what God is showing and doing. He will not miss that the Lord one day will be going to punish the wicked. Psalm chapter 91 verse 8. Psalm chapter 91 verse 8. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. As watchmen and watchwomen should be able to see how the Lord will deal with the wicked. Psalm chapter 46 verse 8. Psalm 46 verse 8. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. So be confident on God and minister to the people, warning them, declare to them God's message, God's will, declare to them Christ's salvation, his provision, his protection, his good plan for them, his second coming, and his judgment if they will not repent of their sins and amend their ways. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the word that you bring me clarity. Lord, thank you for your calling me to serve you and to reach others. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishment to you from your message. Confess and renounce your sins. Confess your anger, judgmental attitude, and non-forgiveness. Confess and renounce your reluctance to respond to God's will, your reluctance and excuses to go and deliver the message that God wants you to deliver for certain particular people of God. confess and renounce your worldliness, covetousness, greed, envy, and jealousy. Confess and renounce your immoralities and your involvement in feasts offered to idols. Confess your corruption, compromises, condoning the sins of the people and your willingness to please them and your fear of men. Confess you are doing your own will and not the will of God. Confess your yoke with non-believers and with those who are called Christians, but they are wicked in their lives and conducts. Confess your lack of reading God's word and prayer and getting busy and wasting your time with the friends and the media. Lord, I repent. Forgive me the following sins. Lord, thank you for giving me your word and calling me to minister to the people who are far away from you. Lord, give me patience and clear mind to be able to remain stable in front of all temptations and guard my heart well so I can continually and successfully minister to people in the way that you want me to minister to them. This is all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I come, take my life. I offer it to you, a living sacrifice. By your grace, by your blood, I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied.
Lord, I pray for all the brethren that they had committed their lives to you. Lord, protect them from all the work of Satan. Lord, give them more fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, perseverance, self-control, long-suffering. So in character, they will be like you, that people will see you through their lives. Lord, continue to provide for them all their needs so they continue to serve you. Lord, I pray for us as a church to be doer of your word and to accomplish the task that you had called us to do for you. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives. Lord, enable us to evangelize and reach new people with the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ. Lord, enable us to plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the visions of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.